hard is it to not look at that history when you are in the middle of it?
It's just sitting up here right now and thinking of the magnitude of like going to a third Stanley Cup final. You grew up as a kid, and I was not near the but when you grow up in Canada, you always dream about having a Stanley Cup. And to get there the first time was, I mean, it was a dream come true. To get there a second time, like the next year, was like, it was a dream. There's no way we're going back. And to go a third time, you gotta look at the players. And I sit back and I'm just impressed. I'm impressed by them. It's impressive what they've done. And to watch their growth, watch the pain, maybe Torts was right. Maybe he did create a cluster. Because I'm utterly impressed by what they do to win hockey game. And the fact that they have every excuse in the world to not. Because nobody would fault them to say, hey, we won one, we won two, and come back and go for a third. I'm impressed. It's probably not the greatest word to use, but I'm kind of impressed by this. That's good. All the way over here on the right.
John, the word you almost use is a recipe, right? And, you know, whether it was losing guys from last year, whether it was being down to Toronto or 2-0 to these guys, you know, what is it with your room and your team that allows you guys to just believe in that process at every turn? You know?
It's growth. It's what it is. It's a mindset growth that has taken time. This didn't happen overnight. We were in the Stanley Cup final in 2015. We'd been swept the year before. We lost a game seven in 2016, didn't make the playoffs in 2017, lost in a game seven of the conference finals in 2018. And you weren't asking me that question then, although you were covering another sport then. But, and it takes time. But you have to give credit to, like, you know, Jeff Binning and Steve Eisman and Julian Brisebois, and they kept the group together believing in the long term and not just knee-jerk reaction and saying, you know what, this is got to blow up, because 2019 was an easy one. That was an easy out. But when you get knocked around, you get knocked down that many times and the team still comes back, you know you've got something. It just took us some time. And now we're back, and they just keep coming back, back and back. And it's like I said, it's so awesome to be a part of. But it takes a lot of belief, a lot of courage, and a group from the owner all the way down to stick together and say, okay, this is our general manager, and this is our coach, and this is our captain, and this is our goalie, and this is our, and we're doing this together. Even though there are going to be bumps in the road. So it's paying off. And they're being rewarded for sticking with the group.
Left side.
Coach, you were very pragmatic every day of the series, you know, saying that you didn't feel good. We're here to win a series. But at what point did you see there was possibly a turning point to where you possibly did start to feel comfortable besides tonight?
I told you, 8 minutes left in the second period, game two. And I felt we didn't win that game, but I felt we were coming. And it's, you don't want to use that layoff as an excuse. You don't want to have anything. But that Ranger team, Gerard Gallant's going to be sitting here in not too long in the future. But it's hard. And when you go seven, you go seven, you go six. That was a 20th playoff game in 40 days. Like, our guys, it's hard to play 20 regular season games in 40 days, let alone playoff games. And for them to get as far as they did and do it, it's I'm amazed by what they did, let alone what we did. And so the playoffs at times can be a war of attrition. I think in the end, the layoff helped us. Didn't early, but no layoff hurt them in the long series. And listen, it's these games are 2-1, 3-2. I think they're all extremely tight games. But they gave us everything, and again, like I said, they just had to play a lot of games, and
on the right side, Joe.
You mentioned growth and pain. You've said about a lot of players on this team. I've seen Stamkos in particular, the way he's gone through his career. You've been with him almost the entire way. It's like to watch him have this kind of game, this kind of playoffs, and what's it been like to inspire?
Well, you need everybody, right? But of all the guys, like, you know, I've been Palat's only coach in pro, Killorn's. So they're kind of the two guys left from, you know, us all coming up together. But when I did step in to this situation, it was Hedy and Stamper. And some players have come and gone, and guys have come up, you know, around. And there's different guys. I think when you go on these runs, you're like Nick Paul in Game 7 versus the Leafs. But, you know, watching Stammer's growth and going from the 60-goal scorer and the young guy to the leader, the captain, and the guy that people are rallying around, he's got a lot of weight on his shoulders. You know, he's got to score, he's got to lead, he's got to be the face of the franchise, he's got to do all these things. And at some point, he misses our first cup run, he misses basically the whole thing. At some point, you want the light to shine on him. And it has in so many different ways, but in an elimination game, to not only score the first, but to answer back 21 seconds after you're so proud. You're proud that Stammer got to do it. And he'll be the first one to push the accolades to everybody else, but he had a hell of a series. And I think it paid off in game six. And just, you know, happy for him and his legacy as the captain of this team.
What is your?
You always sit on the right side.
What's that?
I always feel like you're in that same seat.
Yeah.
If I had the guard.
Yes, sir. I'm a front row person.
Front row. Yeah.
Can you speak to your respect level for Igor and what he did this series and tonight? I mean, it looked like it could have been a 4-0 game in the first period tonight. Yeah.
So, let's be honest. Like, when you have a goaltender, it can hide some flaws in your team, and I'll be the first to stand in line and raise my hand and say, you know, Vasilevskiy's done that for us. When you break down, you need somebody there to make the save for you and to keep you in games. Look at game 4 of the Florida Panthers series. We were outplayed that game, and the goaltender, he's part of our team, and he helped us win that game. You know, Igor, this is my first, like, kind of real look at him, and he's got all the poise, and he reminds me of our guy, and it's he gives their team a ton of confidence. He's still obviously young, but he's a difference maker. And so I think when you have, you know, kind of the core they have, guys up front, and some of the defensemen they have coming, and you've got the goaltender, it's a pretty good recipe to have. And led by, you know, who I consider one of the best coaches in the league, Girard. And so, you know, as I told Girard, someday, well, hopefully, I'm not still coaching, but he's going to be up here because, but the goal is going to be a big part of it.
Do a few more for Coach Greg on the right.
When last we saw you, we were waiting to see if Braden's point was going to be in warm-ups. He was not. What is the probability of him playing in game one instead of the final?
I don't know about the probability of game one, but it's extremely probable that he will play in the series.
John, I know it's a little simplistic, but covering the West this year, it just felt like teams stopped defending. You know, they were scoring 5-6 goals a game, seeing every night. How do you get these guys to still buy in to play the way they do in games like this? And how big of a challenge will that be against Colorado?
Well, I don't want to think about Colorado quite yet, but I have watched. You know, they always played on the night we were off, so right. I've gotten to see a ton of them. But I go back to us being together for a long time, and there are times like you go through those lumps of sitting here saying, you know, you have a 1 or 2-0 lead. Do you want to win the game 8-0, or do you want to win the game 2-1? And it took us time to figure that out. But when we did, this is what's happening.
Our last question on the right.
John, you lose Tedman there for the end of the second period, and then Turnock blocks that shot in the third, and obviously has to go down the tunnel in the middle of the TK. Just as a coach, what are you thinking in those moments, and then what's it like seeing the determination coming back, and especially in a game like that?
It's been the tail of the playoffs for us, but those guys have done. I mean, it's been a parade down the tunnel, and most of the time they all come back. And that's, you know, part of winning that second round in 4 games. It benefited us, because I don't know how much more, you know, we could have gone on had we had to play 2 nights later. And so, but it's that kind of warrior mindset that they have, and it just leads into everybody. And I think they take it upon themselves. It's almost like a badge of honor to get back out on the bench. It's impressive to see. Hold the little guy in the paddle back there. Do you have a question? Last one?
I don't want to be put on the spot.
Thank you for your time. That concludes Tampa media availability. Thank you very much.